This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the latest USDA cattle inventory report was released on Friday, just days ahead of this week's National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention in Nashville. While the headline numbers showed only a modest change, the underlying details continue to point toward a tighter cattle supply picture. As of January 1st, the total U.S. cattle and calf inventory came in at 86.2 million head. That's down slightly from a year ago and keeps the long-term contraction of the beef herd intact. We'll get some analysis coming up right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Cattle industry analyst Brad Coima with Coima, Coima & Verilek Trading in Sioux Center, Iowa, says that when he first dug into the report late last week, what stood out most were not the raw numbers themselves, but how USDA adjusted past data. He walks us through those revisions and what they mean and why some of the percentages look more supportive than they might appear at first glance, especially as the cattlemen gather this week in Nashville.
Revisions where the USDA says we counted wrong, and so they revised last year, and even in this case, 2 years is worth of numbers, like on the calf crop and things like that. And, you know, if I run through the main categories, all cattle at 100%, very close to the guess, 99.7. If you do the math, it's almost right on. Total calf crop at 98%. Guess was a little higher than that, 99.3. That's a little bit of a friendly number, and it's a little more friendly the more I look at it.
Coima says that the overall numbers landed very close to expectations, but revisions to prior years helped shape how friendly some of those figures appear when compared to trade guesses. After working through the top-line totals, Coima turned his attention to specific categories within the report, including beef cows, dairy cows, replacements, and calves.
The cows. Surprisingly, the beef cow herd was guessed to be around 100 or at par with last year. Actually comes in at 99. A bit of a surprise to me. So there it is. I was thinking that the dairy cow number was going to be bigger than expected, and it was. The guess was 101. It comes at 102. So a 1% difference. Is that a big deal? No, of course not. Not by itself. When you break through the beef replacement heifers, the average trade guess was 101.7. We come in pretty close to that at 101. Dairy replacements, the guess was a little over 100. Comes in at 100. So pretty close, right? And then the calves under 500 pounds is the last major category. That's probably worth spending a minute on. And the calves under 500 pounds, the guess was 99% of a year ago. It came in at 100% of a year ago. So all by itself, all in all, you'd say nothing there that would tell you that feeder cattle had to be $5 lower today.
He did say, though, the real story may be buried in the revisions to the calf crop.
They changed both the 24 calf crop. They lowered that by 113,000 cattle. They lowered the 2025 calf crop, though, by 521,000 cattle. So 5 days kill. Maybe that's not a big deal, but I'm looking for little things maybe. But now think about this. So if the calf crop is 98%, which I said, now we're 98% of a number that was quite a bit lower than what we thought. That 98% is actually a little more of a friendly number had they not done the revisions. Follow? I mean, that's 1.6% they missed that calf crop by.
Looking ahead, Coima says the conversation cattle producers may want to be having centers on how dairy cattle are influencing the cattle on feed numbers.
It's not just steers going on feed, guys. It's heifers going on feed. It's stuff that's going on feed that's going to be able to get dialed in and programmed to die 388 days later or whatever it is. Why is Texas failing for confidentiality? They got 2.5 million cattle there, for goodness sakes. They can trade a few cattle. I worry that we're losing some ground on this price discovery issue that I care so much about.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.